GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Today, we're diving into a trifecta of stories that reflect the highs and lows of our ever-volatile cryptosphere. First up, we've got a tale of digital larceny that serves as a stark reminder that the weakest link in blockchain security often boils down to simple human error. Stable R, a Malta-based stablecoin issuer, fell victim to a hack that netted an attacker $13.5 million in counterfeit coins. All it took was a single compromised private key, carelessly left exposed due to a lax wallet configuration that allowed any one signer to run amok. The hacker minted 8.35 million US DAR and 4.5 million EUR, promptly unloading them on decentralized exchanges and walking away with about 2.8 million in ETH. The stablecoins, now frozen, saw their pegs tumble faster than a meme coin on Sunday, USDR plummeting as low as 63 cents. This incident underscores a glaring oversight. No amount of regulation, like Europe's flagship stablecoin law, can substitute for competent security practices. The fundamentals still matter, folks, and for builders, it means double-checking your protocols against both hacks and human folly. Switching gears to a battle of the trading platforms, Hyperliquid has thrown down a gauntlet that Polymarket didn't see coming. With their new HIP4 outcome contracts, you can now wager on U.S. inflation numbers or Fed rate decisions without shelling out a single cent in fees. Hyperliquid's zero-fee model contrasts sharply with Polymarket's 2% fee, and it's already making waves. The first market includes a bet on May 2026 CPI, settling in June 2026. With simple binary contracts that are as straightforward as they come. When they launched HIP4 with Bitcoin price binaries, traders snapped up 6.05 million contracts in just 24 hours. Now it seems like they're ready to do the same with real-world events. For developers eyeing this space, the message is clear. Product differentiation is key, and cutting fees can be a formidable weapon in your arsenal. And now for the week's wrap-up, the cryptoverse is still buzzing over the $2.4 million Iran bet scandal. Prediction markets are under Congress's magnifying glass after 9 Polymarket accounts allegedly capitalized on insider information about a potential strike on Iran. This has led to the introduction of the Death Bets Act, aimed at banning such war contracts. As if that's not enough drama, Ethereum faces its own turmoil. An exodus of talent has rocked the Ethereum Foundation, spurred by what some insiders describe as a whimsical anime-themed mandate from Vitalik Buterin himself. This month alone, 5 senior researchers have packed their bags, raising questions about the strategic direction of Ethereum as an enterprise. For job seekers and builders, these stories paint a landscape of both opportunity and caution. On one hand, platforms like Hyperliquid demonstrate that new competitors with innovative offerings can shake up established players. On the other, the Stable R hack is a cautionary tale about the non-negotiable need for robust security, showing that even in a tech-heavy space, fundamental security practices can't be ignored. As for Ethereum, the talent drain could mean new opportunities elsewhere or even within Ethereum itself, as it looks to recalibrate and refocus its core team. That's it for today's episode of Crypto Grind Daily. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.